Jan arrived with a beer and Ace took a drink. Look, you're not going to find many Five Satins fans at Dartmouth anyway. It's totally Republican up there. They probably listen to Dixieland or Glenn Miller or something. Now at Grinnell, we have these hoots.
Hoots? Said Josh. Owl music, said Froggy. It's very now.
Hoot nannies, you shitheads. Folk music. And we visit Negro churches and get to know the, Negroes who, you know, sing spirituals and stuff there. I met great Negroes last semester.
I sighed. Meeting great Negroes was fine by me, especially if the Negro in question happened to be Bo Diddley or one of my other musical heroes, almost all of whom were black. For rock and roll was the very defining influence of my being. Nothing was more important than this musical gift from the gods that had arrived in New York along with redoubtable disc jockey Alan Freed back in late 54. But I wasn't sure there were any Negroes in New Hampshire, much less ones with electric guitars. The life Ace was talking about would be fine if you go into school in Alabama or Los Angeles or even here on Long Island, but at Dartmouth? It was different up there. And now, somehow, summer vacation was all but over. I'd finished my swell job with the Roslyn school system, cleaning desks and toilets with the school janitors, a week ago. The day after tomorrow, I'd be returning for my sophomore year, which began with this horrible thing called Rush, the process that sorted the majority of Dartmouth guys into one or another of the school's 24 fraternities and left the rest high and dry, condemned to 3 years of unaffiliated assholehood. This latter category would include guys with grave zit problems or breath that was like poison gas or glasses so thick they magnified their eyes, making them resemble Mr. Toad. And, well, yeah, Negroes. Although there were only 3 of them allowed per class, which meant a grand total of 12 in the whole school at any given time, and some of those were African. And homos? At Dartmouth? As far as I knew, I'd never actually met a homo. They were really rare, as I understood it. Maybe only 1 guy in 1,000. So of which group would I be a part? The conformist, square, and yet fun-loving fraternity guys? Or the wretched social outcasts? It wasn't much of a choice.
You know, Ace said to me, Kerouac and Ginsberg and Cassidy never joined fraternities. Look at the fun.